everybody. It's Wendy Sellers, the HR lady, here today with my co-host, JC. Hey, JC, how you doing?
Wendy, it's a pleasure to be back. I'm doing fantastic. It was quite the busy day. We finally got a little bit of rain up around this area. And it's getting cold, Wendy Sellers. I tell you, it was like 50-something degrees last night. Oh, my gosh.
Cold? What's that? I'm looking forward to any kind of temperature decrease down here in Florida, but not so much the rain or the hurricanes.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Let it be rain, hurricanes, cold weather, whatever the case may be. You reach that point where you don't want to leave the house. And if you're working from home, you know, like I do, you can't get everything done. And you might have to leave the house because you got to take care of some business in person. But the game changed during the pandemic, Wendy. And now there's this realm of virtual assistants we could tap into to help out. And now I never have to leave my basement, believe it or not.
And folks, he literally means that. See, in Florida, JC, we don't have basements. But Florida, JC's up in upstate New York, so he has basements. And he doesn't ever want to leave, apparently. With that said, many people are also in the same boat. I was just talking about it this weekend with my friends as well, just saying, my cup has flowed over. How many times have you said, I wish I had an assistant? Well, virtual assistants can help rescue you out of that situation and out of your basement. Today, we have a guest, Danielle Cuomo. Hey, Danielle, how are you?
I'm great, Wendy. Thank you for having me.
So, yeah, well, thank you, because we might all be leaning on you soon. You might be sorry that you've interviewed with us. Danielle is a president and CEO of Virtual Assistant, a Virtual Assist USA. Danielle, where are you located at?
I'm personally in Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're looking forward to possibly the cooler weather coming
on
this way as well.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited for it.
Very cool. Very cool. Hey, tell us about a little bit about, you know, your company and how your company honestly can help our listeners who are business owners, managers, and HR folks as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have been around now for 15 years. And really the premise of our company is to provide on-demand and flexible support to someone that needs an assistant. They have a need for it, but they don't necessarily need someone full-time or maybe even part-time. They don't really have consistent hours. Maybe they don't have an office or just don't want to deal with employing someone. And that's where a virtual assistant comes in. And so we really feel like we can be a valuable asset, really any type of business, but specifically for human resource professionals, there's a number of things that we can do and have done with clients. Everything from admin and drafting and proofreading policies. We can help with recruitment support and onboarding and offboarding. We can assist with benefits administration, any kind of managing HR software systems, maintaining employee databases. There's a whole lot that we can do so that clients can focus on what they do best.
Wow, that's amazing. That is honestly amazing, the fact that you even said benefits administration, because a lot of it is, you know, I mean, I haven't been in corporate HR for quite some time, but a lot of HR tasks are really copy-paste, data entry. You know, so the real HR person can make sure, look it over and say, yep, this looks great. Now somebody do the data entry or the memos or send out the letters and make sure these forms are checked off. And that's where you come in, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, we say like anything that they feel, you know, isn't in their genius zone, like their time can be better used elsewhere. Certainly just to use the example of benefits administration, because we were talking about that. Just dealing with, you know, changes or responding to inquiries or just the administrative side of the benefits processing there, that's generally not where someone's genius zone is, you know, where they bring the most value, whether it's to their employer or their client. And that's something that they can offload to a virtual assistant and focus on other things.
So the virtual assistant is not their employee. They're just a contractor or a vendor, correct?
Correct. They are my employees. So we employ all of our VAs full-time on a W-2 basis. That helps us to just provide a better service to our clients and better retention and faster turnaround time and all of those things. But our clients pay us just like they would pay another vendor, like their CPA or an attorney is exactly how they would think of their relationship with their VA.
Great. So that I love that you answered it that way, because that means if I, the HR lady, have regular tasks that I just want to outsource to you, in theory, I could probably get the same set of people each time I come to you, correct?
That's exactly the idea, yes. So it's very similar to having an employee in the office, but you're not paying for any of, the benefits or downtime or paid time off, and you're only using the virtual assistant when you need them.
Perfect. I love it, love it, love it. And folks, please make sure you are looking into using a virtual assistant, specifically from virtualassistusa.com. And I believe JC has some stats to back up the reasons why we should be doing this versus hiring another part-time or full-time employee.
Yeah, absolutely, Wendy. You know, you can rent a smaller office space nowadays. Better utilize your space that you already have to focus on what you do, your profession. And overall, operational expenses have declined by about 78%. Now, in a study conducted by Nicholas Bloom of Stanford University, as well as many others helping him out, it was determined that employing virtual assistants cuts business attrition rates by 50%. The study revealed that a sample of 249 employees who participated in the experiment reported greater satisfaction with the virtual or work-from-home arrangement. But the virtual assistant stepping in helped that attrition rate decrease by 50% overall. That's something you can't shake a stick at. That's big numbers right there. That's big dollars, let me tell you. I do have a question for Danielle, too. While I am on the backside of those stats, when you're thinking about your relationship, you said contractual, not necessarily PEO, correct?
Exactly, not PEO.
That's huge.
Like we'd be using, another vendor. And then we take care of all of the logistics and compliance with hiring them on our side.
And when we're thinking about one of the things you said in the beginning about HRS administration, that's on the docket as well, Danielle, right?
Exactly. Yep. That's a pretty common request that we get.
So implementation, configuration, security, reporting, support, data management, HR and payroll systems in support of full HR and payroll operations, policies, practices. This is big stuff. Now, a lot of small businesses that I've worked with have turned to PEOs for that type of support and ran into complications due to that employer relationship. The fact that you could get those services from a virtual assistant without having to go the PEO route, unbelievable. You want to talk about saving 50%, we might be talking about saving 60%, but I digress. Wendy, back to you.
Yeah, no, I don't want to digress too much because you're absolutely right on target there. You know, just hiring a full-time or a temporary person on your payroll directly is expensive and risky. And then on top of that, if you do go the PEO route with everyone because you're like, I don't have time to do this, and that's very expensive. But there are reasons why people go that route. I love the service that you offer, Danielle. I know personally, just from dealing with my current clients who want to be handling some, recruiting functions on their own, but they don't want to hire a full-time recruiter. Yeah, HR could handle that, but so much of the recruiting is literally just scheduling interviews, and it takes so much time. So you can offset that and be the scheduler of calling all the candidates and figuring out, okay, here's the manager schedule, here's the candidate. We're going to have access to your Outlook or whatever and throw it on your calendar. You get a lot of that?
Yeah. And along those lines, when we think about recruitment support, VAs will do things like post their job openings, review resumes, conduct some of the initial phone screens before they would even get to you to interview. The coordinating the interview schedules, of course, and conducting reference checks, background checks.
That's amazing. You are spot on selling the right service, and hopefully our listeners will tune in and call you for help, because I'm just telling you, so much of HR is so admin heavy. I love the fact, though, it sounds like that your virtual assistants have some training in human resources in order to be, conducting initial interviews and scheduling things like this, and then also getting into their benefits. That's pretty confidential information there.
Yeah, so we have a pretty large team. We have 64 virtual assistants, and everybody has expertise in different areas. So we have folks that specialize in HR, folks that specialize in bookkeeping or marketing, et cetera.
Great. So for the small businesses that are on today, if you're a CEO that's listening, you might be able to get a couple virtual assistants, one to dabble in HR, one to dabble in marketing, one to dabble in accounting. And then you can really maybe unburden yourself and say, okay, these things are being done over here by virtual assistants. I've got to QC the work and give them feedback, but now I can actually go about running my business, which is why I opened it in the first place. JC, you got something to add?
I do. I've got a question for you, Danielle. You know, I stopped by this beautiful website moments ago, virtualassistusa.com. That's you, right?
That's us.
All right.
You found us.
I found you right away, and I'm taking a look here on your site because it's going through my head right now. How do you get started? What does this look like? What if it's not even something I want to get into? And you've got this beautiful webpage devoted to a strategy session. Too many people in business nowadays sometimes just swing wild and don't strategize the right way. Talk to me about the strategy session and how you can help someone come into the understanding of where it is they might need help, because I'm reading this and it seems so critical.
Yeah, the strategy sessions are a great way to get started. It's a great way to just sort of dip your feet into it and learn just about outsourcing and how you can do it most effectively.
One of the bullet points.
How long does a strategy session? Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry,
ahead.
JC, go ahead. I think we were going to the same place.
Yeah, go for it, Wendy.
How long does a strategy session take for, say, a business owner like myself?
So generally, we look at about 60 to 90 minutes, and that's just enough time to get a plan going and make sure it's something that you want to do that works for your business and what your goals are.
That's awesome. The other thing I wanted to say, two other things I wanted to say about your website is that I love the fact that you have the prices listed there, or at least packages anyways. And that's so important that I'm not calling you and, you know, getting shocked. I can go onto your website, virtualassistusa.com/pricing and see all the rates there. And it's totally worth it. Great job.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
I love transparency. And then one other thing I did want to mention also that I was very, very happy to see on your website is about your diversity statement. Can you tell us a little bit about your inclusive work environment?
Yeah, that's something that's really important to us. And it's been important to us this whole 15 years in our business. I think that it's made us a lot stronger as a company, and that we can offer our clients just a wide perspective, a diverse perspective of experience, of backgrounds, of lifestyles. And it's been a recruiting tool for us as well. It's something that we specifically look at when we're recruiting and we're sourcing, and we want to make sure people are on that commitment with us.
Excellent. JC, got anything else left to add before we wrap up here?
The virtual assistant market is anticipated to reach $861 million by 2028. Expanding at a rate of 22.3% between 2022 and 2028. I think that number might be low, though. That's coming from GetNux.com. But it goes on here to say, in 2017, 60.5 million Americans used a virtual assistant at least once per month, including 42% between the ages of 9 and 16, believe it or not. That's a little bit of a strange number right there. Who's working at the age of 9? I don't know, you know.
Probably not in, probably virtual assistants not in the United States, right?
Unsure on that statistic.
Yeah, that's something to note that, you know, all of the VAs that we work with are here in the U.S. There are some companies, you know, where you can offshore, different countries like the Philippines, India, Colombia. So there are options for that as well.
Excellent. Well, that's great to know that all your folks are right here in the U.S. It make it a lot easier to comply with certain requirements that companies have. Many companies say, I only want to work with U.S. vendors, and or because there may be federal contracts or other government contracts, that might also be a reason too. Well, before we wrap up here, Danielle, if you can just, one last thing that you would want the listeners to know and how they can best reach out to you to talk more about how you can help their team, the time is yours.
Yeah. So one thing I would say that's really important to think about and that I would leave the audience with is that just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. So I see a lot of our clients run into that. So, you know, in the case of your audience, certainly they can prepare the onboarding materials themselves. It doesn't mean that they should, and that's their best use of time and their best use of their brain power. So I think that's something to just keep in mind as a professional, as an executive, as a leader. That's really important. And if anyone wants to reach out, they can do so right through the website. I answer all of those inquiries personally still, so I would be happy just to have a conversation and explore things a little more.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Everybody that's listening, we will be sure to be sharing this on LinkedIn. So we give you the website and her contact information. And I got to tell you, I'm definitely going to be reaching out soon because I could already see how many things I can get off of my plate and maybe regain some of my sanity.
Yes.
Thanks for coming today. Take care, everyone. Stay safe.